Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain, I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as I broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. Now, a special shout out goes out, as always, to our active duty military veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. To everybody that's working on the Third Watch right now, especially our over-the-road truck drivers, thanks for keeping America rolling along. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, Parler, and Getter the same way. We're on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget to check out our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com, simply thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. And joining us from California, out there in the far left coast with all those potato heads that are out there that he has to work amongst, we've got the professor of politics himself, Kyle Warren. All right. Good morning, Captain. 66 degrees and partly cloudy. And a big crowd over here next door at the bar, outdoors, indoors, bands playing, having a good time.
Very cool.
Yeah, I'm not sure. Cincinnati played USF last night, and I'm not sure who won the game. I had it on for a while, and USF was coming back in the fourth quarter, but I don't think they had enough to win the game. So I'm assuming that Cincinnati probably won, and if they did, that means they're still number two.
Yes, I think they did win. I think it was 45-28. That's what I'm seeing.
That sounds about right because yeah. They scored. Let's see, they scored like 20 points or something like that in the second half of USF, and they were playing their hearts out. But it is what it is. Playing a much better team. All right, are you ready to say the pledge?
I sure am.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America. And to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words, under God, a great country, was formed under Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, we've got this big court case. The Fifth Circuit Court, the whole court, decided to put the kibosh on the president's COVID vaccine mandate, and it is, as of right now, not being enforced anywhere except the White House is still urging people to operate by the tax mandate in violation of the court stay because it's the right thing to do.
Yeah, basically they're going to just not listen to the court and what the court said. You know, Captain, I do think there are some ramifications here because if there was in fact a mandate that was legit, okay, after being litigated perhaps or going through the court system, and it may go all the way to the Supreme Court.
It is going to the Supreme Court.
But there are businesses out there who are basing their policy on the fact that the federal government wants to mandate this or can mandate this, and if they go ahead with their own mandates, they may find themselves in some liability or legal hot water if in fact this kind of mandate never goes through. Because again, a lot of people, there are many people out there who've had COVID, they don't want to take a vaccine, but if they have to take it or lose their job, I don't think some of these companies can simply fall back and say, well, the government told us to do it.
Right. And we'll just have to wait and see what happens. But this case is going to the Supreme Court. That's the only place it can go to next.
Well, that's it. Well, right. And by the way, did you know that there's a $14,000 per violation penalty?
Yes. Yes, we talked about that a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
When this first came out.
Mm. Yeah, and I mean, so how's that going to work? And by the way, would people be encouraged maybe to, I don't know, inform on their
place? We already know they're paying money to tell on other people. We already know that.
Mm. Yeah, where have we heard all this kind of stuff?
From the Biden administration.
Right, and other places in history.
That's true. Now, the judge in the Rittenhouse trial has talked about the trial and hinted at whether or not the young lad Rittenhouse might be facing some additional charges, convictions at his trial, because it looks like as if they can't convict him of murder, that they might instead throw at him reckless endangerment or something like that, so that they would get a conviction. It just wouldn't be as stringent a conviction, and it would wind up with, say, maybe a year in jail or a year of supervision or whatever. Because I understand now, and we haven't talked about this because this just came out yesterday, his attorney dropped a bombshell in court that this young lad is suffering from PTSD, and why wouldn't he be? And he's under treatment.
Well, that's right. I think what the judge may allow, as you say, like some lesser charges for the jury to consider. However, that being said, I think that this jury, as we're observing this, and of course we have more information than the jury does because they get sent out of the courtroom a lot of the time.
Yeah.
But they're watching this judge go after the prosecution in many ways. The prosecution doesn't seem to be able to make a good case, and I think they may find that the jury's going to come back with acquittals. And by the way, the reversible error that the prosecution has already done, and again, we're not talking about the merits of the case per se, we're talking about how this prosecution has absolutely gone over a cliff. And it's like if you're a first-year law student, you would know better than to do many of the things that they've done.
And unfortunately, the trial judge in the Rittenhouse case is receiving numerous threats. Don't know what kind of threats, can only assume, but his office said that he was receiving numerous threats.
Well, that's right. And, of course, the specter of racism is being brought into it and so forth. No, we're looking at the facts of the trial. That's what we do.
They need to stop with the racism and take a look at their own damn self when they start doing this, because they're the racists. He who calls one something normally is that themselves. And in the case of the Democrats, it's 100% true. All right, we'll be right back with more folks on the Captain's America Third Watch. Kyle Warren is going to take us to break.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. There's more of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after this short break. Stay right there.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Hey, Jimmy, turn off the video games. Let's go play some ball.
I'm in the middle of my game. Can't we go later?
Come on, it'll be fun. It will be there when you get back.
Okay, but there's no way you're gonna win.
Why don't you grab some water and granola bars, and then we'll see about that.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
Well, thank you very much, Kyle Warren, and I appreciate that. And this portion of the program brought to you by our friends over at MyPillow.com, Mike Lindell and Company. And we do things a little differently here. We're not just going to sit here and tell you about one item or two items or three items or four items. We're going to tell you to go to the website, go to the MyPillow.com website. Take a look at all the stuff that's on the home page, first of all. Notice the prices, and it's always got the little logo there that says, with your promo code, the price is so-and-so and so on. Okay. The promo code is always going to be Captain. Very simple. The promo code is always going to be Captain. Now, when you click on the Radio Listener Specials logo page, you're going to come up with 24 or more items at even lower prices. And again, the promo code is the word Captain. Very simple. Captain on a promo code. Now, you can also call them if you don't want to get your information out there on the Internet. Many people don't. At 800-641-5459. That number again, 800-641-5459. So, the website is MyPillow.com. The promo code is always Captain. The phone number is always 800-641-5459. And don't forget, you get a 60-day policy, return policy on everything you buy there. And Christmas is coming, and they got the stuff to send you, and it'll be there by Christmas, and you don't need to worry. All right, Kyle Warren. By the way, I'm getting me another pair of slippers.
Oh, very nice.
Yeah, they've got slippers that are almost like wearing, you know, shoes. And I got the slippers, but now I'm going to get the ones that are built up a little better. They have a little bit more solid reinforcement in the bottom of them, and you can almost wear them like a pair of shoes.
Well, very nice. Well, I mean, there's all kinds of great stuff like that at MyPillow.com.
Yeah, well, I thought I'd give it a try because it might, you know, help my ankle a little bit.
Yes, exactly.
So we'll see. All right, well, back to the Joe Biden debacle. First of all, the White House revealed that Biden's reaction to the viral rallying cry sweeping the nation is not what you think. Let's go, Brandon. Doesn't mean much of anything to Joe, does it?
Well, that's what they're saying, but I think Jen Psaki, and by the way, you know, she seems to be better now from having contracted COVID, so that's a good thing. But the Let's Go Brandon chant, I'm sure the president is thinking about that, even though she's saying he doesn't spend much time thinking about it. Certainly the Biden people think about it, Captain, because the Let's Go Brandon chant basically shows that things have completely collapsed, and because also it's based on ridicule. This is a ridicule of Biden, his policies, the whole kit and caboodle, right?
Yep.
And once that happens, once it descends descends into ridicule, I think it's already too late, and they kind of know it, and they don't know how to dig themselves out of this.
And the Southwest pilot, who they still don't know who it was, who said "Let's go, Brandon" on the intercom. The media is comparing that pilot to a drug abuser or an ISIS sympathizer for using the expression, "Let's go, Brandon."
Yes, that's true.
Pretty pathetic.
Well, it is, because, again, the long and the short of it is they got nothing. They got nothing. They can't go out, Captain, and defend the Biden policies. They can try to tell you some yarn about how inflation just sort of happened, and you know Biden has nothing to do. It's not his fault. There's nothing he can do. But instead, they have to go after a pilot who uttered a phrase that they didn't like.
Well, we're going to tell you what they're going to try to do about inflation.
Yep.
Spend their way out of it. That's not the way it works.
That is not the way that it works. They want to get the Build Back Better a bill passed through reconciliation. But there was an analysis done of this, by the way, which shows that it's going to, first of all, reduce the GDP by 2.8%. It's also going to reduce wages, work hours, but it will expand one thing, Captain, and that is government debt by at least 25%. That's what it looks like this thing will do. Oh, and by the way, just icing on the cake, your taxes are going to go up even if you don't make over $400,000 a year for about at least 30% or so of the middle class. And
right.
This is what we know now. I mean, imagine
right.
What's going to happen tomorrow.
Right. You're exactly right. And, of course, this is what we said all along was going to happen. And they, oh, no, it's all free. No one's going to pay for anything. The rich is going to pay for everything. It's all on the shoulder of the people that make the most money. No, it's not. Never was, never will be.
Well, of course not. It's a bait and switch. They totally understand how much they really want to spend. And what they're not doing, Captain, and what they could do, something you and I talk about many times, a lot of this is based on fuel because it costs money to ship things, fly them on an airplane, or put it on a truck and take it to the store, which is how everything gets to the store, by the way, is on a truck. And if you could reduce the gas prices or fuel prices, that would have an immediate effect. One of the reasons milk and eggs and all that are so much more expensive is because of that. And they can't just simply throw up their hands or hope Saudi Arabia, you know, is feeling charitable that day or something. But that there are concrete things this president can do.
Well, you sound like John Kasich in Ohio because he said, and I quote, "You don't stop fracking, shut down pipelines, and not expect anything other than killing oil production in America." Way to go, Joe.
Well, here we seem to be aligning him on this particular issue, and people across the highways and byways, they know that it's intuitive.
Mm-hmm.
And when they see that they're even talking about wanting to shut down another pipeline in Michigan and so forth, and come out and really come out and say, yeah, it's going to be a lot more expensive to heat your home this year, you know, so get used to it. Americans don't want to hear that. You know what Americans want to hear? They want to hear, how are we going to solve this problem? Where's the leadership? Remember the old "where's the beef" back in the day?
Yeah.
Yeah, this is it. Where's the leadership? And it's nowhere to be found.
Well, according to Pete Buttigieg, the Secretary of Transportation, if you want to get inflation under control, the way to do it is to get vaccinated. And he did say that.
Well, we know how to get the economy moving, and the economy was moving. See, he's predicating that on the idea if everyone was vaccinated, everything would be exactly normal. Well, guess what? They don't even want it to be exactly normal if everybody got vaccinated.
Mm-hmm.
We were starting to see good recovery because what Trump had put in motion,
yep,
the American people wanted to start generating again. And I think the Democrat administration, the Democrat powers that be, decided, or at least wanted to throw the wooden shoes into the machinery again and see what they could do to keep COVID, kind of a nightmare for their own political purposes.
Well, now we could see a parade of the former president's men in iron bracelets because Steve Bannon just managed to get himself indicted by a federal grand jury for criminal contempt of Congress. We knew that was coming because they told him. And the other one that's been warned is Mark Meadows, the former chief of staff.
Well, that's right. And, of course, they'll be making examples of them, Captain. But as you pointed out before as well, this never happens to Democrats.
Well, it has happened to Democrats, but they don't do anything. Eric Holder.
Yeah, that's right. They're not going to clap him in irons and put him in jail or something. But Steve Bannon, you betcha. I mean, that's probably exactly what's going to happen.
Yeah, and Mark Meadows, and we've also got Lieutenant General Flynn, who's been subpoenaed, and he hasn't given an answer as to whether or not he's going to show up or not, but I really don't think he wants to go back to jail.
Well, exactly. Ultimately, they're trying to create this narrative. They're starting now because they know they need to try to make this go through into next year as the campaigns begin to ramp up for 2022. They want a story about the insurrection on January 6th. And all the president's men and this kind of stuff. And they think they're running against Trump, and they think they're going to convince all the people out there that somehow only the Democrats are going to save our democracy, et cetera, et cetera. That's how the story goes. But, Captain, people look around and they see just how bad things have gotten.
How can you tell Jen Psaki's lying?
How's that?
Her lips are moving.
Right. Well, she does seem to have a very difficult time of things.
Well, actually, she insisted that the reconciliation bill will help, not hurt, inflation, which is totally, totally out of line. And she says it's of deep concern to President Biden. They must pass the reconciliation bill because it will take care of inflation. No, it won't.
No, it really won't. And what they've done, they've put this in this position that what they've created is, look, the only way to fix things is to pass the Build Back Better bill. It's so bad out there. We got to pass this bill. And if we do that, it'll all be fine. But that's another bait and switch.
It's going to be worse.
Yep, that's right.
All right, hold that thought. Folks, you're coming back with Kyle Warren and more on the Captain's America Third Watch. And, of course, if you would like to give us a call, I'm going to have Kathy give you the phone number.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time. Overnight, Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
A federal appeals court has upheld the stay on President Biden's requirement that private businesses with 100 employees or more require coronavirus vaccinations. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki.
Vaccine requirements we put forward are going to continue to accelerate our path out of the pandemic. That's how we see our path forward.
A former Trump advisor has been indicted.
Federal prosecutors have charged former Trump strategist Steve Bannon with criminal contempt of Congress for defying a subpoena from the House committee investigating the January 6th attack on the U.S. Capitol, marking the first such criminal case for the Justice Department in decades. Bannon faces a minimum of 30 days and a maximum of 1 year in jail for each count if found guilty. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
This is USA Radio News.
It may feel like age is just a number, but the fact is, even if you're healthy and active, your immune system weakens as you get older. And if you're 65 or older, you're at an increased risk for potentially serious illnesses like pneumococcal pneumonia. One way to help protect yourself is to get immunized against vaccine-preventable diseases like pneumococcal pneumonia. Dr. Jorge Gomez shares more on behalf of the American Lung Association.
Pneumococcal pneumonia is a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. Adults 65 or older are over 10 times more likely to be hospitalized with pneumococcal pneumonia than adults 18 to 49. You may also be at increased risk if you have certain chronic health conditions such as asthma, diabetes, or heart disease. If you're 65 or older, vaccination can help prevent pneumococcal pneumonia.
This flu season, visit lung.org/pneumococcal and talk to your doctor or pharmacist about pneumococcal vaccination.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest-growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch, with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
Well, thank you very much, Kyle. I will take it right away. Now, I talked to some people this week that about a week ago I gave them a handful of Relief Factor capsules, and I says, or packets with the capsules in them, and I says, listen, start taking this a couple times a day because they were complaining about having problems, and let me know what happens to you next time I see you. Well, I ran into them yesterday. It had been a little bit more than a week, and they thanked me, and they said, this is a husband and wife. They thanked me, and they said their arthritic pain is now tolerable instead of being such to where they could hardly even move, and they can see an improvement. And I says, good. The more you take, the better it'll get. So, again, Relief Factor is part of an integrated health plan that I take for myself. And it's all drug-free. Turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3 are what's in it, which helps the body's natural response to inflammation, lowering or eliminating pain by going straight to the source. Now, it's 100% botanical and fish oil product made from a clinically developed formula that helps to support the regularization of key enzymes and proteins that your body needs to have anyway. It'll support healthy joints and muscles. It'll help the healing process along, and it only costs $19.95 to get started on the 3-week quick start. That's it, $19.95 on the 3-week quick start. Now, you get that by going to the website, relieffactor.com/captain. That's relieffactor.com/captain. One more time, relieffactor.com/captain. After all you have to lose is pain. Right, Kyle?
That's exactly right, Captain.
All right. Well, we've got Dan the Man on the line, and I told him I was going to read this first, and then we were going to go to him to get his response. Steve Scalise came out and made it a great comment. Did you happen to hear it?
Yeah, I heard a little bit of it. Yeah, what he was talking about, exactly, yeah.
Well, he said the Republicans have a clear message. As the Biden administration is collapsing in crises and plunging in the polls, and it's not going to get any better, because all they have to do is follow the model that Donald Trump left.
Well, I would say that that's a really good observation because, you know, Captain, people, even as we were coming out of the pandemic and even after the election was over, people still thought that, hey, we're going to get back to business. We're going to keep the engine going. We're restarting the engine. And they weren't allowed really to do that. And I think that now you've got the government coming in with the Biden government with a lot of these left wing ideas and so forth there. And they're causing a lot of problems and people don't like it because they want to do their jobs and start going again.
Okay, so now let's go to Dana Mann, our professor emeritus up there in Indiana, and he says it's snowing up there. Get the shovel ready.
Oh, it's not that bad yet, but I could see it in another week or two. We're supposed to warm up Wednesday, but it was really coming down pretty good tonight for a while, but hit the ground and it would melt.
Mm-hmm.
So first time of the year, and I hated to see it.
Okay, well, you heard what I said about Steve Scalise.
Right. It's like St. Francis of Assisi used to say. He goes, I preach the gospel every day, and sometimes I use words.
Mm-hmm.
I think the Democrats are doing a lot of the heavy lifting for the Republicans right now. You go to the store, there's aisles where their shelves are empty. You can see the gas prices, grocery prices, whatever. You know, you can't get what you want. You know, if nothing else, it's the alternative. I'm going to vote for the alternative. Yeah, they've got to stay on message, the Republicans do. I think if you look back to Virginia and New Jersey, you can clearly see it.
Yeah.
But one state was left out by major media, and that was Pennsylvania. Did you see their off-year elections this year?
I did.
And I mean, that was even better than Virginia.
That's right. They took Democratic areas and made them red.
Right, and mm-hmm. They did it by not talking cultural issues,
nope.
Just economic development. We're going to, you know, the price of gas, the shortages, whatever. You know, the parents really should run the schools and not the school board.
Yep.
The whole CRT debate. You know, that's where it went, and that's the sixth biggest state or fifth biggest state, depending on who you talk to.
Right,
and the Republicans ran the gamut, but you didn't hear about it.
Well, that's because of the media. The media in Pennsylvania is very liberal.
Right. But you do it the way they did it there. You bring in Trump. You know, Trump, he has something no other candidate or no other Republican has. He has authenticity. He has that charismatic grab on people. I mean, you know, back in 16, he actually went to Detroit, you know, and talked to African Americans. Mm-hmm. He went to Texas. And he talked to Hispanics, you know, and he feels comfortable doing it. It comes easy to him. Now, I don't know if DeSantis can do it. I don't know if Pompeo can do it. You know, Pompeo is a brilliant mind, you know, number one in his class at West Point.
Yeah.
But sometimes he can't come around. He just doesn't have that, I'm a man of the people. You know, I know what you're feeling. He doesn't have that charismatic grasp. And that's the one thing Trump can bring. The whole January 6th insurrection stuff, I don't think people even care about it now.
No, they don't.
But that's what the Democrats are, you know, my mom used to say, you know, you can only beat a dead horse for so long.
You're right.
You know, mm-hmm. This horse has been dead now for once Biden's poll numbers started tanking because of this stupid policies, our failed leadership. I mean, we have no leadership whatsoever in the White House. I've said it plenty of times, you can't run a country by committee. You know, all his staff's putting in their little thing. He's got a bunch of pretty faces, an all-star cast that can't act. So that's kind of where I'm at on this. I think it's Trump can get the nomination. Easy. Whether he can win or not, he's still got blue states. He's going to have to clean up his act a bit. I tell you, I think the best thing for him right now is just to stay off social media. It's helped him more than he'll ever know.
Well, he's got his own. He's got his own social media platform that he's going to be starting up, and he's trying to get a whole bunch of people to sign up for it and all that stuff. They tried to put it online and it got hacked, and then they delayed it again. But it's coming back, I guess.
Well, I hope it works. But right now, I think he's the most that what Scalise said: stay on message. And that really, you know, what if a Republican should win in 2020.
Yeah. Kyle, what's the name of that social media site for Trump?
There was a special website that he had.
Yeah, what's the name of it? It can't be that hard to find there.
I'll find it for you.
All right.
I just think that whoever comes in should pull a Biden. You know, after he's inaugurated, gives a speech, goes to the White House, and he counters all 33 of the executive orders that Biden countered.
Correct.
From Trump. Just get it done. Let's start. Let's not talk about it.
Yep.
You know, where you look at Biden, you know, look where we're at. It's almost the first of the year. He hasn't got anything legislatively done. If, you know, we should have majorities in both houses.
Mm-hmm.
And we're gonna hold the Republicans' feet to the fire. Let's get it done. We can get all this legislative done, kind of like what Gingrich did in 94, 95. We're going to get it done in 100 days. We're going to pull. The Republicans, if Trump should win again in 2024, he definitely has a mandate. There's no doubt about it.
Mm-hmm.
You brought him back for another World Series, and he won it.
But if we bring in the Republicans in 2022, a Congress, they have got to get something done themselves. And if we give them a veto-proof majority to where they can override Joe Biden vetoing everything they're going to do that we want done, and you know he will, then that's the way we'll have to do it, I guess.
Yeah, that's the only way you can do it.
Yeah,
for 2 years. Because once they take power, they take ownership too.
Yep.
So, I remember 1994. You know, Republicans came in winning both houses. You know, the celebration that night was, well, we'll have it in 96. We're going to defeat Clinton. He was going to be a one-termer. You know, Democrats haven't had a multi-term president since FDR. You know, we'll put Bob Dole out there, you know, the retread. And it just didn't work out. I don't think Biden's capable of that. I don't think his staff is capable for it. I don't know how you're going to hide the president of the United States in another basement. I don't think he's going to run. I really do believe that after next year, after the election in 2022, I think they're going to usher him out. I think it's going to be such a devastating defeat that they can't afford to have him for two more years.
And they'll go even further to the left, and somebody like Stacey Abrams will show up.
And that would actually play in the Republicans' favor.
Absolutely. Yep.
So if that's the case, so be it.
All right, hold that thought. And Dan, I got to let you go. We'll talk to you next week. Kyle, I'll catch you on a rebound here. Dan, have a great weekend.
You too.
All right, Dan the Man, Lafayette, Indiana, our professor emeritus up there, and that's exactly what he is. So don't go anywhere. We're coming right back. I'm going to have Mike Gallagher take us to break. So, Mr. Mike, it's your turn.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow.
Or moving slow.
And that most everything costs more these days.
Costs more these days.
But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable and easy to clean. So this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to teamgaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's teamgaday.com with longevity. Teamgaday.com.
Hi, I'm Al Abaroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Inflation is picking up, markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. Nobody wants to run out of money in retirement. That's why I'm going to share something that your financial advisor doesn't want you to know. With our investment strategy, when the stock market goes up, you earn a market-linked return that locks in every year. And when the stock market goes down, your investments won't lose a dime. There are no unnecessary fees, and it works for your investments, money at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500 and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Donna Fiducia.
And I'm Don Newen with Cowboy Logic Radio. When we're traveling the highways across America, we want to hear the Captain, Matt Bruce, and his Truckers Highway and Weather Report.
Always on top of things to help America's truckers roll. That's why we listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with retired Captain Matt Bruce live at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Be safe and keep it between the lines.
Me and roses.
sing a song, Kyle.
Honky Tonk
Woman. Oh, man, I'm telling you, I was singing right along, tapping my toes. I love that big old bass drum beat in there.
Yeah, that's really cool. You know, that was actually released on the 4th of July, 1969.
How about that?
Yeah, that's right. And then just a little while later on, very up-and-coming young Elton John did that very song, covered it on his live album, 11-17-70. It helped, he must have been a big Stones fan, like so many people.
Oh, yeah, and they just took the country by storm. I mean, you know, Mick Jagger's got property down here somewhere. I don't know exactly where, but I know he's somewhere in my area. But anyway, the rain's going to stop for a while up in the Pacific Northwest. Good news for you there, Richard. However, ongoing runoff from the heavy rain will cause rivers to continue rising, and saturated soils could cause landslides, especially in western Washington. Heavy rain returns overnight and into next week. Strong winds and areas of accumulating snow, freezing rain, will be expected in higher elevations as the system moves into the plains. And, yeah, it's here we go again, I-94, I-90, I-80. Be advised, you're going to be right in the middle of it again between now and Monday. So, Kyle, take it away.
Well, that's exactly right, Captain. We will be seeing some of these things coming in as we go through the next several days. Right now in California, we've got a dense fog advisory. Now, this is going to go along Highway 99 and also parts of the I-5, especially near Sacramento up through Chico. That's almost to Redding, but then all the way south, and this again on Highway 99, down to Bakersfield, so all the way through Fresno and so forth. So be careful of that if you're traveling in those areas. Up in Montana tonight, we do have some high wind warnings. We also around, for example, Great Falls in that area, a little east of Helena, and then also near Miles City and up near Glasgow, we've got the wind advisories. We've also seen some light rain on the radar near Miles City, also near Glasgow as well, and some sleet a little bit north of there, so be aware of that. We've got some light rain north of Helena, and that's going to go on down south of Missoula as you come across I-90, so be aware of that. Also, it looks like as we're seeing here along, I-84, I believe, as you're traveling down towards Idaho, you're also going to encounter some rain near Payette as well. Now, in the Pacific Northwest, as you were talking about, Captain, yes, we are still seeing some light rain. Richard the Marine chimed in just a little while ago saying he was still getting some light rain there on the central coast of Oregon, but we're not seeing a whole lot more on the radar, which is a good thing right now, but rain will still be in the forecast. So be aware of that and stay safe out there.
All right, well, I'm going to start with my home state of Florida because we've got some dense fog areas down here and people need to know about it right away if you're traveling. First of all, if you're on I-4 between Daytona and Orlando, you got a big bank of dense fog over there. That same fog will take you on 95 from Stewart up to about St. Augustine. That'll be patchy up towards the Florida state line. You'll be in and out of it all the way up through there. In the meantime, if you're going up I-75, you're going to be north of, north of Ocala up to almost the Georgia state line, certainly up around Lake City. You're going to be in dense fog. There's also dense fog from about 10 miles outside Jacksonville west to Live Oak right now past Lake City, so be advised of that. Now, it's cold in the south tonight, okay? We've got a frost watch for the panhandle of Florida, the southeastern corner of Alabama, the southwestern corner of Georgia. We have a frost warning for the rest of Georgia, the rest of Alabama, the rest of Mississippi. We have a freeze warning for the southwestern corner of Arkansas, the northwestern corner of Arkansas, and most of Oklahoma is under a freeze warning tonight. That freeze warning also goes down over the Texas state line just north of the Metroplex. In the mountains of New Mexico, folks, if you're over in Ruidoso or if you're down by El Paso, coming down that way, taking the shortcut down to get to I-10, you're going to be in a very cold area. Again, there's a freeze warning there. We have a gale warning up the East Coast from about, let's see here, New Jersey, Cape May, all the way up to Nova Scotia, all the way up to coastline, hugging the coastline, a gale warning, 40-mile-an-hour winds, and cold temperatures. That also is up in the upper Midwest for cold temperatures there. Minnesota, get the possibility of a few snow flurries during the course of the day. Windy conditions, northwest Minnesota, west of the Twin Cities, going over towards North Dakota, Fargo, and all the way up to the Canadian border. And South Dakota, Rapid City, over in about 40, 50 miles. You've got some windy conditions there. Cold temperatures as well. So be advised. Get the woolies on. Don't go north without your fuel being right, or you could be on the side of the road.
That's exactly right, Captain.
All right. Well, tell us about the Flying J, please.
Well, folks, don't forget, you're out across the highways and byways. Stop into the Pilot or Flying J that you find along the way, and you can join the Drivers Club. And also, once you join the Drivers Club, or if you're already a member of the Drivers Club, be sure to download the My Rewards Plus app. That way you can track your points on the fuel that you buy, the food that you buy, and the supplies that you buy. And also, don't forget this as well, because at Pilot and Flying J's, they're a great way to find maybe some Christmas presents, including some toys for all ages, clothing, jewelry, and electronics. And so as you're on your way, maybe on your way home, and you want to pick up that special gift by the time that you get there, check out the Pilot and Flying J location nearest you, and you won't be disappointed, I'm sure. But again, join the Drivers Club and start earning those points that you can save up to spend on anything you like, set fuel at the Pilot and Flying J, pilotflyingj.com.
Yeah, and be advised, truckers and everybody else out there, you're going to start seeing the Toys for Tots buses, boxes, rather, out there. I know Mission Barbecue had them in there the other day. I didn't realize they were going to be in there when we had our Veterans Day meal. Otherwise, I would have brought some stuff. So now, when I go back Tuesday, I'll have to bring some and drop it in the box. But anyway, the Toys for Us is out there. With the boxes, the Toys for Tots, rather, which some of that stuff, well, all of it is going to go to needy families, for sure. And everybody's got something starting out now for Christmas, right?
That's exactly right, yes.
All right. Well, I've got a request here. I don't know if I can do this. Let me see. I got a request here. They said, can you play a little more of that? Well, of course. Kyle, hang on. So we're going to go out with some Rolling Stones music here. We'll give them a little tease.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.